It's Thursday, August 3rd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. AI in healthcare, sweeping gains in breast cancer detection rates. The government considers yearly subscriptions to cut SaaS costs, and Microsoft pulls the plug on managed desktop service. This is the Business of Tech. You're thinking about security for your customers and want to step up to virtual CISO services. Sonomi has a guide for you. Learn what SMBs are looking for, how to add virtual CISO services at scale to your managed services portfolio without adding headcount, and how to do so in a profitable manner. Download the guide to learn how you can leverage Sonomi to set up virtual CISO services by visiting sonomi.com/resources. That's CYNOMI.com. Virtual CISO at scale. A new study published in The Lancet Oncology found that AI-assisted mammogram screening increased breast cancer detection by 20% and reduced radiologist workload by 44%. The study, which analyzed scan from over 80,000 women in Sweden, is thought to be the first randomized controlled trial to compare AI-assisted breast cancer detection with detection done by well-trained humans alone. According to Gartner, worldwide contact center and conversational AI and virtual assistant end user spending is projected to reach $18.6 billion in 2023, with a 16.2% increase from 2022. Conversational AI capabilities are receiving greater investment as contact center decision makers look to incorporate conversational AI as part of a long-term strategy to reduce reliance on live agents. Gartner expects this investment growth to accelerate as decision makers implement cloud-based contact center capabilities to modernize customer service operations. The global causal AI market is expected to reach over $543.73 million by 2032, with a CAGR of 40.3% during the forecast period. Causal AI focuses on understanding and modeling causal relationships between variables, allowing AI systems to make predictions and decisions based on understanding how variables influence one another. The growing adoption of big data analytics and increase in company funding drive the market's growth, with the healthcare and life sciences segment accounting for the larger market share. A recent IDC report found that two-thirds of technology executives are concerned about generative AI implementation's consequences, including bias and disinformation. Despite this, over half of leaders say they are under high or significant pressure to deploy generative AI in the next year. However, 42% of executives say they have the skills to implement the technology in the next 6 to 12 months. And despite known risks associated with generative AI, the majority of businesses aren't working to abate them, according to a Quantum Black AI by McKinsey report. Over half of the respondents cited inaccuracy and cybersecurity as risks with generative AI, yet just one-third are working to curb security risks, and slightly fewer are addressing inaccuracies. According to the report, 2 in 5 organizations are planning to increase investments in AI overall due to advances in generative AI technology. San Jose, California has published guidelines for using generative AI tools like ChatGPT, including principles such as privacy first and equitable. The 23-page document includes processes and instructions for city employees, a model for understanding risks, and a primer on technology issues. The guidelines were created with input from the city's Digital Privacy Advisory Task Force and are part of the city's broader effort to ensure that potentially sensitive data is handled carefully. Why do we care? It's easy to get lost in the hype and miss out on the real productivity improvements. Increased cancer detection rates are a significant outcome. We're looking for more examples and applications like this. These markets are growing fast, and the pressure to deliver is real, and this is pressing forward without addressing customers' concerns. So the opportunity is to address the concerns, and there are resources like San Jose's to use. Find the type of AI and the application of it that you can use with your customers, address their concerns as well as the increased productivity and do so without having to reinvent the wheel. It's the exact definition of what an integrator does. The General Services Administration, or GSA, is seeking market research on how software invoicing could lower the cost of software as a service products for federal agencies. GSA officials are considering whether upfront annual payments instead of monthly errors could lower the cost of software as a service products for federal agencies. The RFI is focused strictly on SaaS products, and interested stakeholders have until August 23rd to respond. Why do we care? At many events and on panels, the question is posed about how MSPs and IT services companies bill. Increasingly, the yearly subscription with discount is a model that SaaS providers use, and even the U.S. government is considering purchasing that way. The model is an and, meaning you deliver both a monthly subscription and a yearly option with a discount. It's presented to the customer as an or, allowing them to pick. And remember, this is cash up front in the yearly model. This is relevant to your services because there's no reason not to consider this model for yourself. Microsoft Managed Desktop Service will end on July 31st, 2024, according to a note on a Microsoft Learn document landing page. The service was initiated 5 years ago and promised that Microsoft would take over traditional IT departmental tasks, freeing up IT pros to do other things. Organizations that use the service will retain the configuration used for their computing environments, but Microsoft's engineers won't be available to address service requests. Moreover, monitoring and responses by the Microsoft Managed Desktop Security Operations Center are ending, and organizations likely will need to find an alternative security solution. Why do we care? Well, this is a competitive offering from Microsoft that apparently didn't fly. Tactically, pick up any of those customers because they believe in outsourcing. Notably, Microsoft is not moving these customers to their new offering that we just covered on the show related to Microsoft 365. That's odd. I think moving customers to a newer solution, if you're interested in acquiring this kind of work, would be a savvy move for Microsoft. It could be a matter of one portion of the company not talking to another, or it could indicate a different reason to do this work. Maybe Microsoft does this to acquire enough customers to understand the problems for its product builds. Are you struggling to hire top talent for your MSP? What if a team of senior technicians screened thousands of remote MSP candidates so you could review the best of them on video, only interviewing candidates you already like? Support Adventure handles your recruiting, HR, and onboarding needs, hiring only the best English-speaking talent from around the world. Make a remote team that works hard for you and fits your company's culture. Check out supportadventure.com/MSPradio to learn more. Thanks for listening. Today, National Watermelon Day, as well as Cycle to Work Day. Two great ones for a summer day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msparadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.